Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I watched that Simpsons Family Guy crossover episode yesterday, and I loved it. I love a good crossover episode when two TV shows come together and make an episode together. I love it.
They've done that with like Grey's Anatomy and Cop Show or something where they, you know, crossover.
Now, do you have any good ideas for two TV shows that should make a crossover episode?
Well, just as of recently, they've brought back Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
And I thought, imagine if it was hosted by Guy Fieri. Him describing these horrible mysteries that have been unsolved and his, you know, dude the voice.
Today on Unsolved Mysteries, a three-year-old baby ghost is wreaking havoc on the Johnson family.
Exactly.
What about a Price is Right Jerry Springer crossover?
Oh, geez.
Terry Jones, come on down. And once you get down here, you'll be greeted by your ex-girlfriend and your uncle. They're now in love, and if you don't guess the price of this washer and dryer set, they will get married. Drew Carey.
What if you did a crossover with Cops and the Westminster Dog Show?
I'm already in. You don't even have to describe it. I'm in.
So basically, all the officers, not just the canine units, have to take around a show dog with them to all their crimes.
What about Saved by the Bell and Boy Meets World? Mr. Feeney and Mr. Belding are both up for National Principal of the Year.
Both really
want to win, so they start a nasty smear campaign against one another. This leads to some tension amongst the groups. A.C. Slater starts fighting Sean Hunter. Kelly Kapowski puts glue into Penga's hair. And at the end of the episode, Mr. Feeney calms everyone down with a very inspiring speech.
Well, that's beautiful.
Any more?
Here's another police-related one. How about if Law & Order were to do a crossover with Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
As long as Ice-T is in it, I don't care.
And, you know, like the Law and Order, very serious crimes. And the Brooklyn Nine-Nine cast is just ridiculous. Yeah. It'd be comedy of errors.
Can you imagine Ice-T and Andy Samberg?
So good.
What a team. Another Guy Fieri one here. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and Pawn Stars. It's just a normal episode of Pawn Stars, but Guy Fieri is hanging out, like, right behind them. Like, you know how every episode of Triple D just sits there and comments?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks good! That's what he does in this Pawn Stars episode, just creeps. One quick last one here. Modern Family and Arrested Development. Phil Dunphy and Gob Bluth just combining for the most epic magic show of your entire life. Like most people, yesterday I cast my ballot in an elementary school gym.
Oh, nice.
Man, did it make me miss gym class. Because elementary school gym class was like the best thing ever. High school gym class,
not so much.
Not so much, because you had to do like the physical testing and the beep test and climb the rope and all that stuff.
Yeah, no thanks.
Not my cup of tea. Elementary school gym. Some people hated it, but I think most people loved it. Like, I walked into Roland Michener School, that's where I was voting, and first of all, the smell.
The smell of a school.
It doesn't change.
No.
It's always the same. Like, the elementary school gym smells the same as it did back in, like, 1978. It's wild. Then you look at the floor, and there are, like, 17 different line setups there. Like, there are the basketball lines, the volleyball lines, the badminton lines.
The backgammon lines.
Just chaos going on that gym floor. You see the old school backboards. And the thing that really got me, the equipment room was open. So the door was open.
Goldmine.
So I got to see, like, the scooters and the floor
balls.
Hockey nets and the sticks and all the like the plastic lacrosse things that they used to have back in the day.
Random cones.
It just took me back to a simpler time, Stacey. Did you look forward to gym class every day like me?
I looked forward to gym class until we had to start, like you said, doing physical things. I remember shout out to Mr. Bates. He was, I think, the first teacher who made us run in elementary school.
When
it was like grade 7. Before we did anything, he would make us do laps.
Yeah.
And it was just like, seriously, I think we're doing square dancing today. But no, you got to do 20 laps of the gym. That's when I did not start. As you can tell, like, I am so not an athlete. So physical fitness for me has always just been like an annoyance.
Remember square dancing back in the day?
And oh, God, yes.
You would line up on opposite ends of the gym, and you'd try to count out which girl you were going to be partnered with, or in your case, guy, right? Because you'd line up and you'd be like, okay, I'm 6 in line. 1, 2, 3.
You just
four,
got
five,
randomly
six.
Partnered?
Ooh, looks like I'm going to be dancing with Shelly today. Jackpot, you know?
I clearly remember, I'm pretty sure it was grade 7.
Yeah.
We had to pick a partner And that was really awkward because forcing guys and girls at that age to be like, hello, would you like to dance with me? Oh, that was
so awkward. You got to force the partnership on them.
Like one, two.
The only bad thing about elementary school gym class, you didn't really change before it. Like, up until grade 7, you would just wear your jeans and your, like, bunny hug, run around for 45 minutes and just get sweaty. And you'd have to sit in that sweat for the rest of the day. Huge news when it comes to space yesterday. Like, really, really big stuff.
Big stuff. NASA announced they have, in fact, found more evidence of widespread water on the moon.
That was not the story I was talking about.
What? How could there be a story not as big as finding water on the moon?
I mean, that's great news. Water on the moon. Hey, go moon. Proud of you.
Yay, moon.
I'm talking about the company Iceland Foods launching a chicken nugget into space, making it the very first chicken nugget to ever reach space.
Okay.
This is a completely true story. And the moon, I mean, classic moon trying to steal chicken nuggets thunder over here.
I guess,
being all like, oh, you're launching chicken nuggets into space. Hey, we have water.
Just the potential to, you know, possibly house human life.
Stealing the attention is always moon. Classic. No, seriously, Iceland Foods, it's this frozen food company in the UK, they launched a chicken nugget into space.
How do they launch it into space, I wonder?
With a rocket.
For real?
Yeah. They made like a little mini
rocket. A little rocket built for one chicken nugget.
Not an actual, like, you know, spaceship. Can you imagine a giant spaceship for just one chicken nugget?
It's probably one of those rockets where you put the Mentos and the Diet Coke. Off it goes.
Apparently, though, the chicken nugget made it to space and then landed back on Earth. Yeah, it came back.
What?
And it tastes out of this world. Big night yesterday for Saskatchewan. Obviously, the election, there was that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about Monday Night Football, talking about our province.
What?
Obviously, you saw it because you never miss Monday Night Football.
Didn't miss a second of that stuff that was talked about.
Okay, I'll let you just take it away then.
Something about chicken wings and beer, I think. And a guy who used to play in the States at a really big college, but couldn't play there anymore, so he moved to Regina. Played football here in Saskatchewan and mentioned how great it was here because all he did was drink 40 beers and eat chicken wings.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay.
You nailed it.
Wow, for not watching it, I really got that close to being right.
It's almost as if I told you about it before we started work.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm surprised I remembered that much.
That is very true. I did tell you that at like 3:45 in the morning.
I know.
And usually we're complete zombies at that point. His name's Akeem Hicks. He's been in the NFL for a long, long time, and he's been really, really good. He played at LSU. He got kicked out because his grades weren't that great. But the University of Regina took him.
Come on. We'll take you.
Here's the thing. This guy's like 6'5", 350. He's huge. Monday Night Football, talking a little bit about the history of Akeem Hicks playing in Regina.
Went to the University of Regina. Spoke greatly of 50 Cent Wing Night at the Al with his buddies. Start at noon. And you stayed till one guy was drinking alone. And the one night was Akeem Hicks. He put down 40 beers. 40 beers in one night.
Come on.
Apparently he was the winner.
40 beers.
Wow.
And probably like 20 pounds of chicken wings too. When you're 6'5", 350.
That sounds delicious.
It's probably not that tough if you're that big.
No.
But the thing is, like, it's awesome whenever Saskatchewan gets noticed on a big scale, like an international scale.
Also, kudos to the guy for mentioning Regina and then moving on.
Exactly.
He didn't mispronounce it. He didn't make fun of anything.
Oh, rhymes like, oh,
yes,
city that rhymes with fun.
And then just, carried on.
Also, too, like, everyone in the States is now going to assume that people from Saskatchewan, this is all they do, just eat wings and drink 40 beers. We don't do that all the time. Maybe once a week. Saskatoon's slogan, of course, Saskatoon shines, but for the next couple of weeks, we might have to change that to Saskatoon stinks, because at the dump, they're doing some drilling right now. Now, they're going to be drilling into the dump to get this methane gas.
They're drilling to capture the gas.
Yes.
The gas that is, given off by decomposing garbage. Mm-hmm. They want to harness that. And by the way, the energy produced by the methane can power over 1,200 homes a year, according to the city.
Really?
Who knew garbage was so powerful?
So this is a cool little project that the city is doing. I really like it. It is super smelly, though. And depending on how the wind goes, Saskatoon might really, really smell because of this project. I think if the wind were to be going south or southwest, like if you look at the forecast and the wind is going southwest, buckle up. Saskatoon's probably going to smell pretty bad just because of this going on.
Is that? Yeah, I'm horrible with directions.
I am too. I feel really bad.
I think it might be northeast because isn't the dump in the southwest portion of the city?
You're right. Yeah, I got it backwards. I got my north and south backwards. Never eat shredded wheat. Yep, absolutely. There we go. I love that one. Thanks a lot, grade three.
It was kind of, I lived in Lawson Heights growing up, and the sewage treatment plant was down at the end of White Swan, and it was the same deal. Every once in a while, if the wind was in that certain direction, it stunk.
Yeah,
and
big time.
It happens, right? It's decomposing garbage. It's sewage treatment. What do you expect? It's going to stink. It's just that they're letting us know about
exactly.
it officially.
Yorkton kind of deals with this as well, to a lesser extent, though, because they have a bunch of canola crushing plants around Yorkton.
I've heard it stinks, hey? I've never smelt it, I don't think.
If the wind is going east, just stay inside. It is. It's bad. It's not quite as bad as like methane gas and the stinky garbage smell that we're going to experience, but it's still not great. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, everyone in Prince Albert is like, oh, you're going to have to deal with that? We had to deal with the pulp and paper mill forever. Okay, stop complaining.
Cruise confused lyrics.
First one's from Danielle, Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. Danielle hears, Your cat started a fire without a spark.
What's more impressive, a cat starting a fire or starting a fire without a spark, which I'm pretty sure is impossible.
Wow, good point.
Plus, pretty sure both are impossible.
Cats don't have opposable thumbs. So
exactly.
Come on, Danielle.
It's a tie, soccer style.
The actual lyrics, you can't start a fire, you can't start a fire without a spark.
The next one is from Maria, NXS Suicide Blonde. Maria hears, you want to make her a soup and salad bar. If you find someone who's willing to make you an entire soup and salad bar, marry that person
immediately. Yeah.
That's love right there. That's love.
It's basically like having bonanza for dinner.
Some people won't even make their lover a homemade card. If someone's making a bonanza-style soup and salad bar in your living room, that's the dream right there.
Yeah.
The actual lyrics, you want to make her suicide blonde.
Okay. The last one, Christopher sent this one in. Don Henley, Boys of Summer. Christopher hears, my love for you will still be strong after the poison summer has gone.
Fun.
Poison summer. That sounds terrible. The actual lyrics, my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer have gone.
And that song is ruined forever.
It's a poison
Great.
Summer. Great.
Thanks, Christopher. Someone stole the Cool Runnings bobsled. Okay, maybe the dum-dum-dum there wasn't really necessary, but in case you didn't know, Cool Runnings is the greatest movie of all time. It's about the Jamaican bobsled team. The whole movie, well, not the whole movie, but a good chunk of it, filmed in Calgary because it was set in the Calgary Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Ranchman's Bar, which recently shut down, by the way, they had a funny epic scene in the movie, and they got to keep the Jamaican bobsled. It was hanging.
Randomly outside.
Like, they put some chains on it, and they hung it from, like, the roof. It was, like, sitting there by the sign, and after they announced that they're shutting down, basically someone went in there and stole it.
And they say, like, it's one of those situations where something, you know, gets stolen out front of a restaurant or a mascot or something. It would have been very difficult, the realtor said, because it is suspended with heavy-duty chain. Mm-hmm. The bobsled itself, I'm pretty sure they are not light. They are pretty substantial because they need to, you know, careen down those ice tracks. So, yeah, somebody went to all that work to steal it. It sucks because, you know, it's a piece of memorabilia, but then a lot of people were saying, like, well, maybe ranchmen should have taken it with them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, experts did this. Like, it wasn't like the Wet Bandits from Home Alone. Marv and Harry aren't pulling off this heist. It was more of like an Ocean's 11 kind of heist. Like, this would have been like a four-man job. Someone to drive the van, someone to get up there and cut it down, someone to make sure it was good. Like, we need to get to the bottom of this, but until we do, we have a message for the Cool Running Bandits or the Bobsled Bandits.
Those
bobsled
are great
bandits
names.
Are way better, right? A message to the Bobsled Bandits, courtesy of our friend Liam Neeson in the movie Taken.
I will look for you. I will find you.
And we will ask you to return the bobsled because it's part of our history. Come on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.